Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight!
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show Network's Reality Roundtable Show. It's Thursday, January 31st, 2013. My name is Paul from Minnesota. I'm your fill-in host again tonight, our normal host again, Cherry Garcia, has a little much on her plate right now, and so I am doing this in place of her. Still feels a little strange, but at any rate, I do have somebody up on the line that will be helping me tonight, several people eventually. I thought I'd try to start with a little song of pumping us up. I'd like to welcome Mr. Mac. Richard, what'd you think? That helped pump you up?
That's great. I love that song. That's one of my favorites. I'm definitely pumped up.
So, at any rate, I want to welcome everybody again. We'll try to cover some reality shows that we haven't talked about for a while because we had other things to mention, but I also want to introduce a second testosterone male into our group here tonight and welcome Chi-Town Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm really pumped up, man. Really pumped up.
Did you like that too?
Yeah. I just found out I watched Jesse, you know, on wrestling, and they were in England, and they had an announcement that they're going to start doing all their live shows on the road instead of in Orlando. Where are they coming first, buddy?
Chi-Town. Oh!
Yeah, March 14th.
I'm sure you're quite happy about that. I want to tell you guys, for a little taste of my reality right now, I was hoping we were over with it, but we're now getting another dose of Arctic air that is plunging south into Minnesota, and they say overnight tonight we'll have the coldest weather so far this season, 14 below overnight. The wind is going to kick up. We're going to have like 30 to 40 below wind chill, and so it's getting winter here again, and I'm going to have another person join us on the air right now. I'm so happy to see somebody that's probably in some warmer weather right now join us on air. Hi, Dina.
Oh, how I wish I was in somewhere where it was warmer air. Nope, I'm in Tennessee, and it snowed today for this morning, and then the sun came out, but you know it's not going to be too much longer before I'm in the Caribbean somewhere. Somewhere.
Is that your goal, is to get down to the Caribbean?
My goal at this point is just to make it back to North Carolina without any speeding tickets. That's my goal.
that seems like a good goal to get on. Well, I want to kind of cover a couple of things first before we go into talking some reality shows. As I noticed and Joe shared with me, we saw on Facebook that another one of our Big Brother women is expecting another baby, and it's Janelle, right, Joe?
Yeah, she's due in August.
So
she's due in August. She's 3 months pregnant.
That's one little bit of reality news. The other is to acknowledge that we have a birthday today, and that's Gabor.
The over the hill now.
Yeah, Gabor has turned the ancient age of 40. To be back at 40 again, boy, I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Mac?
Yes.
Yeah.
So am I taking this? I'm the youngest one of the panel this evening.
It doesn't take much to get into that range with us old farts.
Yeah, that's true.
Speak for yourself.
I would not want to be around anybody but the best. So how is everyone this evening?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Yes, it has been. Yes, it has been. Likewise, my friend. Likewise.
Thank you.
Whoops. Go ahead, Dina.
No, I was just... go ahead, Paul. I'll get up.
I was just going to make a little announcement. I do see another person that's listening to the show on our switchboard. They have pushed one just to let area code 865 know that if you do want to join us on the air at any point, just push the one, and I will note that. Otherwise, I'll assume you just listening in.
Cool beans.
All right. Now, the other thing I think we should kind of cover and summarize at the top is anything that we can give you an update on Cherry Garcia and what's going on with her. I know there have been a few people that have talked with her. I choose not to call her. I respect that she is very busy, and I know Cherry's nature. Cherry's nature is to want to reach out and talk with every single person that she has normally talked to. And I mean, I can even imagine she gets a text, something along the lines of, been thinking about you, call me when you're ready. And she, even though somebody said, call me when you're ready, she might look at it and say, I got to call them. You know what I mean? And she doesn't have the time to do that right now. Actually, when I last talked with her Saturday, she had said that they had a deadline of Wednesday to turn in a list of all their belongings to the insurance agent. Well, apparently they got an extension, and that deadline was today. And I cannot imagine, you know, how hard it is to mentally just remember things. And you're certainly going to miss things that you'll find out, you know, a couple of weeks later, a month later, that you wish you had put down on that list. The other thing that has gone on with her, I had heard, which somewhat surprised me that she actually did this, but she's actually driven out to the house a couple of times, and I just didn't think she would emotionally be able to handle visiting that house. So there's a lot going on, in Cherry and Rich's life right now. They're obviously also trying to find a rental property to accept and move into, which they'll be in for, you know, a good 9 months or so. And so there is a lot that they're going through right now. I just was very blessed that she was able to call in on Monday night. I really was surprised. I did not have any expectations that she would do it. So I was pleasantly surprised by that. Now, I know you've talked for a couple minutes with her. Joe, I don't know if there's anything you want to add to what I summarized.
No, I think you pretty much hit it on the nail head there, Paul. She feels compelled, I think, to talk to people. That's just her habit of doing that because she's done it for so long. And it's kind of like Groundhog Day every day with four or five people and going through that mess. And I'm just really kind of worried that, you know, love and prayers are great and everything like that. And at this point, I think we really just need to do what she would want us to do and what she has asked us to do, and donate to the Red Cross.
Yes, and that was going to be my next subject for you to kind of start talking about, Joe. For those that didn't hear on our show Monday, we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about it because so many people had called in. But we also posted it on the Rad Reality Show group page, and it's posted in other areas. But Joe called the local Red Cross in St. Louis, and he set up a special donation and link and everything like that. For those that don't know, the Red Cross was the first one there to help give a little bit of money to Rich and Cherry, and they couldn't have been more appreciative at that moment. They have wonderful insurance that is really taking care of them financially, but they feel like they'd like to pay for it and give back for those that might be less fortunate than they are. And that was their request, that anybody that wanted to give, you know, some funds or money to send them to the American Red Cross. And Joe thought, well, let's try to set it up to go to the greater St. Louis area chapter. And you did some additional things. So why don't you kind of touch on that, Joe?
Well, all the we have a special vanity URL for just our for Cherry. And that's important because as you see what's going on across the East Coast and in Tennessee and everywhere. I'm sure you got some snow up there, Dina. There's other things that are going on, and the Red Cross is going to become inundated. And if you're a friend of Cherry's and you wanted to give to what Cherry wanted to give, you have to go to this, these numbers and everything to make sure it gets to where it's supposed to go.
Well, let me just kind of interrupt, not kind of, let me interrupt here and interject here a bit. I do know that they did appreciate what they got from the Red Cross, and Rich also said to me that he now could understand what all these people that have experienced natural disasters throughout the country go through. And I'm sure that they wouldn't be terribly upset if people did help others out elsewhere in the country. But the unique thing about what Joe has set up is when you donate using that vanity link, which is posted on the Rad Reality Show group page. And you put in, there's a little box down there where you can check, and it can say, in memory of, and you can type in memory of. And what Joe set up was to type in their dog, Chloe, C-H-L-O-E. And by doing that, using that vanity link and saying in memory of Chloe, they will actually end up donating, creating a brick with Chloe's name on it in memory of their beloved dog, which Cherry still can't even say her name without breaking down. So that's very close to her. So there is some benefit of going directly through this link for that purpose. There's also, if you can't do it online, we put in a phone number as well as an address. All that information is posted on the Rad Reality Show group page.
Yes, and all of the other pages, it seems, or group pages dealing with Big Brother Whispers and Big Brother Grapevine, all these, they've been very forward going with Cherry because they all know Cherry and love her. And they wanted to make sure that their people knew, if they wanted to donate, how to go about it too. So, and I think it's on your page, Paul, my page,
right?
Our timelines. You can go there and just see it yourself. You know,
right. The other thing, when Cherry was on the show Monday, she had been getting lots of people that were wondering, how can we send you a card or something like that in the mail. She said it's fine to give out her home address. The post office is holding their mail that goes to their original address. But we didn't want to give that out to on the air. That was my kind of decision, because there might be people that that don't know Cherry, that I just want to avoid that type of thing. So I am again announcing that if you want to send her a card and you don't have their address, please, look on Facebook and find myself, and I will message you her address. You can contact any number of people that you hear regularly on the air, or that are friends that also have it. So if that's something you want to do, it won't be that hard to reach out to one of us to get her address.
Yeah, also, I think, Paul, we set it up too. When you donate through the Red Cross, you can put an email card to her, if I'm not wrong. There's a box that you can check.
Yeah, right underneath where you say Chloe, it says if you'd like to send an e-card, an electronic card, and you can send that off that web page as well. Thanks for bringing that up. Unless there's anything else to talk about that, there's somebody else I do want to talk about. Anything else you want to, Richard or Dina, you want to share about Cherry?
Well, the last time I was on Thursday, I said that I think the best thing to do is let's give her and Rich some space. I think you and Joe have covered it pretty well. And, I posted on her, I sent her a private message on Facebook and said, look, you need space right now. I'll give you a call when the time is right, and we'll know when the time is right. And she knows that I'm sure she's probably checking Facebook and seeing everybody's messages and stuff like that. But I think the best thing to do right now is just to you can do that, but I think it's probably a good idea just to kind of just let them kind of sort through all this stuff, because it's like I talked to Joe earlier today about, it's almost like going through post-traumatic stress.
Oh.
Because it's such a not only did her house burn down, but she was actually there when it was happening. So I know it's an extremely stressful situation for her and Rich. And I think they got a lot of paperwork to do and stuff like that. And I just think, you know, I think giving them space right now is probably the best thing to do. And that might be an unpopular thing for me to say, but I think it's the right thing to do.
I couldn't agree with you more. They do need their space. They know that they are loved and very much loved. And there will come a time, coming from the female perspective here, that she will reach out. And that's when it will start all over again. But the beautiful part about it is each and every one of us are here as a healing stone to help her heal back. And what we're doing tonight is what needs to be done. And when she goes back, so I wish I was there for that show. And guess what? She is. And us bringing it back. So we always need the prayers, and that's what is most important for Cherry and Rich right now, because, as we all know, Rich was having some medical issues before all of this was going on. So on top of this, and then with the baby, the four-legged baby, so people just keep them in the prayers and thoughts. And if times are tough, but if you can afford to get a little bit of money, extra money right now, please do.
Very well said, Dina. One thing that I knew ahead of time, but also listening to Cherry on Monday's show, is how concerned she was for our friend Phil, who that next morning, Tuesday morning, was finally having his major hip replacement surgery done. And she was very worried, and it was so good to see Phil's wife, Charlene, the next day post on his Facebook wall that the surgery went well, that he's now got both his legs are now the same length where there was a 4-inch difference before, and he was anticipating being in the hospital after this surgery for about 5 days before coming home and, you know, continuing his long recovery period at home. And I got a phone call from him today, as did Joe. He got out in 2 days, and he's already back home, and that couldn't have been greater news. Don't you agree, Joe?
Oh, I agree. And he sounded in very good spirits. He's happy that he has both legs at the same length. And I said I'd pay for his tap dancing lessons if he wanted them. And
he had a very serious injury 8 years ago.
People. Yeah.
8 years ago. This has been something that has been with him for 8 years. And I'm so hopeful that this will be the final, you know, surgery that he has to face, and that he will, you know, be able to function much more normally than he has for so many years. So it's wonderful news.
Yeah, I think he will.
Okay, guys. Yeah, okay. Let's
talk about mob-wise.
Let's cover any other, you know, kind of reality news that's out there, you know, not related to episodes or anything like that, that anybody wants to get out of the way, any rumors people have heard or anything like that, and then we'll start talking some shows.
Okay. I'd like to mention about the Celebrity Big Brother, which just ended last Friday, and I've been getting a lot of messages from people that, you know, that they're interested in maybe wanting to watch it and everything, but they're having a lot of trouble, you know, following where to find the episodes and stuff like that. There's a guy that I met through the internet back in 2007, and he goes by Dr. Detroit, and he has a website called Big Brother Couch Potatoes. And he doesn't follow the U.S. Series anymore. He's been kind of disillusioned about it like a lot of us have. So he covers Big Brother UK and also covers Big Brother Australia. And his website is www.bbcouchpotatoes.com. And if you go there, if you're interested in watching perhaps the last Celebrity Big Brother where Heidi and Spencer, or Spidey as they were known, were on, which was probably one of the best Celebrity Big Brother they've had in many, many years, there's links there to be able to watch all the different episodes. You have to remember that their Big Brother show is on. They have recap or basically daily shows that come on every single day, Monday through Sunday. And also they have a companion show comes on afterwards called Big Brother's Bit on the Side, which is a little bit more adult in nature in that the language and stuff like that is a little bit more raw, of course, in England anyway. So, but that's a really good site to go to. To follow, if you want to go and watch the episodes, so there's links there. He does a, during the Big Brother seasons, he does a live show on Spreaker of the eviction shows, and also when the nominations are shown, and people call in through Skype on that and can contribute, and there's also a chat room there. But if you're interested in Big Brother UK, both the Celebrity and the regular summer series, as well as Big Brother Australia, which was a smash, probably one of the best Big Brothers, even better than the UK version. Then I would go to his website. That's www.bbcouchpotatoes.com, and his name is Dr. Detroit.
Okay, and I did notice along that subject line, Jody mentioned that Layla, who was on this past season of Big Brother Australia, there. I would love to see this kind of thing happen, but Australia also has their version of The Apprentice, and this Big Brother house guest in Australia is going to be on Celebrity Apprentice Australia. I mean, I don't think ours would ever be on Apprentice, but that would be kind of fun to see them on a show like that. Don't you agree, Dina? Oh.
I love it. I have been waiting for Big Brother to be revamped 100% as of all. I think Lindsay Lohan still my fantasy would to see Lindsay Lohan being stuck inside of a house like that. If we thought Crazy Evil Dick was off the chain, can you imagine her through withdrawals?
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of rumors that she was going to be one of the celebrities that was going to go into this past Celebrity Big Brother, which was on for 3 weeks. It started, back in the early part of January, and everybody thought for sure that she was, because she was seen in the UK, and all the bookies and everything over there were saying, oh, that looks, they're going to be going in, she's going into the Big Brother house. But we wound up with Heidi and Spencer, which, boy, you're talking about shaking up a game, because the Brits, they play the game. They say that, their philosophy is playing the game is a bad thing, but it is a game show, and they played it like a game, where the other people there were just like, except for one real strong character, Rylan, who finished fifth in X Factor over in the UK. It was like a good versus evil type of thing, and they were, as much as I don't like Heidi and Spencer, they, without them on the show, it would have been a really, really boring series. And the ratings were very good. Matter of fact, they have a big fan base in the UK that actually liked them, because I think people saw them coming in and shaking the game up. And I think this is probably what the UK version needed, because as the previous station Channel 4 that carried it for so many years, finally gave up on it because the ratings were so low, and now Channel 5, another network over there, is taking it over. This is really shaking things up and caused some controversy, but it's at least it's getting people to talk about it more. And so I have a lot of high hopes that maybe some of the people that are thinking about going applying to be a cast member for the summer UK series will see that, hey, playing a game is not such a bad thing.
Well, it'll be interesting. Heidi and Spencer should have been on Big Brother first before they ever went to The Hills. I was a major fan of The Hills and then the Laguna Beach and the whole series that way. I'm just saying that's where they should have started off, Mr. Mack. Do you not agree?
I agree.
I really, truly don't want to spend another minute speaking of Heidi and Spencer because they, I mean, I'm sure that they were good on that and because Spencer is the ultimate manipulator in life, period, and Heidi is just dumb enough to follow along. So I still get why they were such good such a good pair on there.
Are you guys still hearing me okay? I just want to check.
Yeah, okay. You're wonderful.
All right. I want one other thing I had planned on mentioning is Jillian Larson of Survivor and more importantly now Reality Rally sent out a link a few days ago that some of the contestants, the celebrities, the reality stars that are attending have started trying to collect money by auctioning off items. I haven't had the chance to look at what is out there as far as memorabilia from and who has put them up. But if you go to realityrally.com on their homepage, the main page, and you look down on one of the selections in the right-hand column, one of them does say open auctions. And I'm, suggesting some people look at that. I actually, to be honest with you, was going to kind of look at it and see if there was anything up for auction that maybe I could bid on and pass along to Cherry. Now, that's just me talking, but it's a great cause for Michelle's Place that Jillian is running this for. But I just wanted to bring people's attention to an open auction right now that's ongoing that you might want to check out.
Okay.
We can put that back. You can put that up on the Facebook wall as well, can't you, Paul? So an easier.
Yeah.
Because you know what? As you just said something that there was our light bulb moment of anything that has been said thus far with the terrible situation with Cherry. Cherry loves reality shows. If you see something out there that is special and, it is affordable, number one, to replace the little trinkets that she has now, and I'm sure that everybody knows what a fan that Cherry is of reality shows, so I'm pretty certain that the people that she knows, there will be replaced items, but little new things for Cherry, you just hit the nail on the head, Paul.
Well, what I thought about, Dina, was this, that not only would me, winning a bid, if I, bid on one of these things, I have given to a charity in, Michelle's Place, but then I'm also able to give back what I might get to help, give her a new memento. So
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good job, Paul.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Dina. I have to tell you that I chose to host this show using the Skype feature that Blog Talk offers. I can click on Skype to host, and I am starting to get some of the your audio is breaking up on me, but, the most important thing is people are hearing me okay, so it's just on my end. So if I don't understand what you're saying, I apologize. Certainly one of reality shows that we can talk about tonight is a favorite of many of ours, and that is Mob Wives. And what the hell, I've got this here, so I'm going to play it, and then we can talk about Mob Wives.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me I can't cuss tonight? So where's the disclaimer for the potty mouth here? What is wrong with
the views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Thanks for the reminder.
Thank you very much, because the F-bomb's getting ready to come.
I just noticed, too, as I finished watching the most recent episode off my DVR today, that I guess maybe it's because of the Super Bowl, but we got to wait 2 weeks. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah, this is your baby. This is your time to shine, Miss Dina.
I go, Renee. That's all I want to start off with. Anyone that can admit that you have a problem and that you can actually go forward, and how in the world she did not kill everybody, and how everyone really did not kill her, just getting her there, I say all kudos. I've always thought scripted, drama queen, anything that I've ever thought about Renee before is out the window, simply because she took on one of the biggest demons in life and grabbed that bull by the horns, and hopefully she's kicked him in the nuts. And I say, go, girl. And that's all I have to say.
No, that's not all you're going to say, but that's a start. But I have to agree with you on that. She also has obviously some major fears about things that, you know, she has no control of, you know, worrying about Junior and all that type of thing, having her house broken into and now worried to leave her, you know, her son behind. There's a lot of baggage that she could have said, I can't do this now, that she went and did it. So yes, kudos to her, you know, doing that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that unfold in the episodes. But I thought it was kind of one of the funnier moments. Not funny, that's a bad choice, but they're fighting, she and AJ, you know, fighting as they're getting into the car, and Ramona says something on her little diary thing. She goes, take a chill pill. And she thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said chill pill, but
those are the classic moments that no matter what happens 20, 40 years, 50 years down the road, when these ladies are in the nursing home and they're all still alive, that they will actually look back and enjoy. Big Ange, this show was off the chart again. You know, Drita and what's going on. Oh, my.
Yeah.
It is
freaking I really, like last season, beginning of last season, or even going back before that, I did not see this coming. I mean, I really thought she was done. No way that she would ever warm up to, you know, to Lee again. But my goodness, you can tell that girl is in love and can't wait till he returns.
It's quite amazing what time away from one another will actually, and it's possible that it can heal. At
well,
the time,
that's what
Benny
said.
That's going to happen.
Right.
And when any woman has been cheated on, and you're living in a thug mentality life anyway, your basic instinct, first instinct is, I'm going to kill somebody. She did not do that. She held that together because one father's already in jail. And she somehow, she has marketed herself and has so many products out there on the line that she is making her own money for the very first time in life. And, you know, and it's hers.
And Dina, I think there's a couple other things that come into play. First of all, to go back and see the anger issues that she had and how she has really gotten those under control. But to watch, for her to sit there and watch her daughters, one which was basically meeting her daddy for the first time, that was the mother in her looking at how, you know, wonderful it was for them to see their dad, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you cannot.
That well, guys, unannounced, surprised to see her. Guess who just popped up? Any guesses?
Yeah, I got
Johnny
one.
Depp.
Only one? Well, I will let this person say who it is. You're live.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Cherry.
How are you guys?
So much better now that we're hearing you. Are you kidding? What a pleasant surprise. We love you.
Love you guys, too.
So, hi, Cherry.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for carrying on the show, babe.
Yeah, well, you're the only one that could get me to do it. And so I am here and doing a show. But, you know, I'm the Ed McMahon and you're the Johnny. Just the way I feel. So do you want to? We tried to piece together bits and pieces of that people have, you know, heard about or what you're doing. I am curious. Did you, when you went to look at that split level that you had told me about, what did it look like inside? Have you made any decisions on a rental?
We have. We're going to choose the condo. Although the, what they call the raised ranch, would be more beneficial for Callie because it had a yard for her. When you walk into the house, it's kind of weird. You walk in to the basement and you walk in and you have to take 6 steps up to a landing and turn and go up 6 more steps. And then you're on the main level, and you would have to do that each and every time you walk into the house. The laundry is on the in the basement level, and with Rich's heart and with my back, the steps alone was a big downfall.
Right.
Just going up and down those steps every time we had to carry anything in and out of the house would not have been good. Or
yeah,
me doing laundry. It just wouldn't have been good. And then there was 2 dogs on each side and 2 dogs in the back, and it was only a 4-foot fence, which might have been fun for Callie and might not have. But then again, with Rich sleeping, you know, the different, you know, if he goes back to work in March or April, whenever he can go back to work, you know, that could have been a noise factor. We don't know.
Yeah.
The townhouse or the condo is in new construction. It's a very, very quiet neighborhood.
Okay.
And it's all one level. It's beautiful. And it just seemed to be set up more for us. And, you know, we can walk Callie. There is a walking, they have a walking trail all the way through the area. And so we can walk Callie. And, you know, she's pretty used to that anyway. So this is only temporary housing. This is not our permanent home.
Right.
So,
we
had to make a decision. And
when did you do that? Today?
Today.
Yeah. And what's the next step as far as when do you see yourself moving into that place?
Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, they will start moving furniture in for us, and we will be moving in on Tuesday.
Okay, so how are you going to pick out the furniture? Are you able to do that, like looking at something online, or you have to go to stores to do it, or how's that procedure go?
I don't think we will be picking it out. I think they have packages that they send and set it up for you. They even have like a linen service that sends out towels and sheets, and they'll send pots and pans and silverware, and 'cause we have nothing. We have nothing.
Right.
And so from what I understand anyway, they will furnish the house with at least our basic needs.
Right. I mean, you probably would have been nice to be able to choose things that you like, but, you know, that takes away extra work that you would have to do of saying, I would like this, I would like that. So initially, maybe it won't be what you would have chosen, the furnishing, but it just makes it an easier process, I would think. I need to
trust me, we have so many decisions to make right now. If they want to make that decision for us, I really don't care.
I have a couple things I want to ask you about. One is, how great was it to get that phone call from our friend Phil?
Oh my gosh. I was so, so thrilled to hear his voice and to find out that he went through that surgery so well.
2 days, Jerry. He was supposed to be in the hospital about 5 days, and he gets out in two.
And he sounded so good.
Didn't he, though? Hey,
I was so amazed.
I want to give you an opportunity. I want to tell you who, you know who's up on the line. Of course, Joe, Richard, Mr. Max been kind of silent in the background, but a quick holler to Thomas is in the chat. Glow, Jody, and Night Owl just popped in.
Hey, Jody, Night Owl, Thomas, everyone.
Glow.
I just love you guys. Glow. Hey, Glow. I just love you guys, and I miss you all so much. And
they're
Dina
saying hi
and
back.
Mr. Mac and Joe and everyone. I can't thank you all enough. And Dina, I can't thank you all enough for being there and being part of my family. You know, I knew we had a family. I knew.
Oh no! Boy, now you know it.
I knew we had a family, but now I know we have a family that's stronger than I ever knew before. And I don't know how I'll ever
No, don't. You're not.
Don't you ever.
We're paying back right now to you, Cherry. So you just keep being the person you are and get through this one step at a time. And this is a result of all the love that you shared over the years prior to this happening. So I know you're ready to say, I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you or repay you guys for the love that you're showing. But it comes natural to us because of how you have been to us. Does that make sense?
I know you say that, but it doesn't make sense in my head because I haven't done anything.
Who always gives us, whether we're on the air, whether we're on Facebook, or whether we're in the chat room, who always gives us the big cherry hugs?
Yeah.
Who always does this? Well, it's our one and only little goddess there. And I want you to know that I know that I'm speaking for Paul, for Joe, for Mr. Mac, for Jody, for Thomas, for Phil, everyone in our family. There's too many to mention. Michelle, everyone, our arms are wrapped around you right now. And you, I hope that you know that you may not think that we may not have a whole lot to give at this time, but you'll find out soon, dear, how much a family can pull together at times like this.
Hey, here's a perfect.
Here's
a perfect example, Cherry. In the chat Monday night was somebody that we at times called DMAC. You know who I'm speaking of?
I do.
All right. She said in the chat, "I wanted to let Cherry know they are my thoughts and prayers. I am going through some tough times right now. One night in the wee hours, I got a message on Facebook from an angel. Her name is Cherry. We chatted for hours. Bronxy knows I'm a talker. Cherry gave me her phone number, and we have been chatting ever since. I would like Cherry to know that I am here for her." So those are the kind of stories I keep hearing, and I know you weren't in the chat, or at least I didn't see your name in the chat Monday night, but I saw that. I saved it, and I said, when I get a chance, I'm going to read that back to you. So there you go. And that has replayed many times with many different people, you know, all over our big family on the internet. So that is what comes to us naturally to want to reach back out to you. Now, to get along more Paul type of thing, I want to know how Windows 8 is treating you now.
Pardon me?
I want to know how you're getting along with Windows 8.
Well, I would have called in about 20 minutes ago if I could have gotten on the damn switchboard, but I can't get to the switchboard because of stupid Windows 8. So if that tells you anything.
It does.
Oh, and I can't even find the message that you sent to me the other night with all the numbers that you sent me. So we may have a big problem there, yeah.
All right, with all the phone numbers, because when you were mentioning some that you didn't have, I thought to myself, that was in my list. So
yeah, I can't even find that. So
you want me to resend it? Do you think that would work?
Please.
Or?
Yeah. Okay. Mary, let us hear you say stupid smartphones. I did get another piece of a little good news today. And I had just sent a prayer up out loud to God in the car. We were having one of those days and they had taken our car, the one that was in the garage when the house burned. That was basically the car that I drove. And when the house burned, the firemen used their saws and they sliced the garage door open and they poured water on it. And it had fire-safe drywall, I think they called it. which was supposed to keep the fire from spreading from, like if the fire broke out in the garage, keep it from spreading from the garage to the house. But in this case, it kept it from spreading from the house to the garage. And they poured water on the car. The roof did collapse on the car and caused over $6,000 in damage cosmetically to my car. And it's a 2005 Chrysler Pacifica, and I was afraid they were going to total it out. And it only has a little over 40,000 miles on it. For 2005,
yeah,
that's not many.
Because you're such a big driver, right? Yeah.
Right, right. I travel so much. But I love that car. It's the most comfortable car I've ever owned. It has everything, you know, the pedals move up. It has buttons one and two. One sets everything just like I want it, the radio station. The pedals come up to where I want them. The seat moves up. The lumbar position moves. Everything changes to where I have it set. And then if you push button two, the pedals move, the seat moves, the lumbar moves, the radio station changes, everything to where Rich has it set. And it has, you know, leather seats, the heated seats, everything. It's just an awesome car. And it has the back lift gate that you hit a button on the key fob, and the gate, the back lifts up. So if it's raining and you're coming out with groceries, you know, by the time you get to the car, the things are open, and you just throw your groceries in and you're ready to go. And it's just a really cool car. And it's got a Mercedes chassis, you know, it's just a really awesome car anyway. And I've always loved that car, and I was afraid they were going to total it. And so we were waiting on the call to come back, you know, to let us know. And I said, please, God, you know, let us get the call that they're going to at least give me my car back. And it was probably about 10 minutes later, Rich gets a call on his phone. And they said that they are going to fix my car.
Oh, great.
That's great.
And they said that it's all cosmetic. They've run it through all the diagnostics, and everything is just cosmetically, you know, damaged, and they're going to replace windows.
Jerry,
and
did you tell them don't mess with number one?
That can all be reset.
I know. The weirdest things pop into my head at times.
I don't even care if we lose a few of the blue stickers when they change the windows. You know, we can replace those, but I just want my car, you know.
Hey, speaking of the blues, na-na-na-na, Joe, guess who gave the Blackhawks their first loss of the season? Na-na-na-na. Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
And
oh well.
For Thomas sitting in there, I guess Thomas is rooting for Ohio. We just beat them tonight too.
The Blue Jackets.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, there's another.
The Predators are not doing that well either. They kicked our butts the other night, so.
Let's add another southern voice into this conversation. Just popped onto the switchboard, and say hello, mystery caller.
Tell who, Mr. Caller?
Hey.
I know God woke me up for more than to go to the bathroom, but I had to
God,
I love
you.
Your voice. You pull me out of the darkness, honey. I was snoring.
But I bet you were.
God love you. I am so glad you are doing so well, babe.
Yes, it totally surprises me. Just I can't stop crying for joy. I'm just so happy, but I don't know. Paul and I, we're getting up in years, and I believe I got a few more good ones ahead of me now.
Yes, you do. And you got a big, big heart to enjoy them with.
Well, thank you, love. I pass as much of that to you as you can absorb.
Well, you certainly deserve all the happiness that the Lord can pass on to you, because I tell you what, you're one incredible guy, and I'm blessed just to know you. You are one incredible guy, and I'm just so thrilled that you made my day calling me today and letting me know that you're home and that you're doing so well. And right now it's taking quite a bit to put a smile on my face, and you certainly did it.
I'm glad. I'm just so happy, but it's not going to stop now, Cherry. More good things are coming your way, hon. Just keep trying. That's all you're doing, and you know, we know you'll keep trying. You're that strong of a person.
You just see so many hearts are in that chat room right now.
Wonderful.
Just blinking.
Yeah.
I
felt the love, and as I expressed to the group just the other night when Cherry's voice come on, I had been worried and concerned and scared, but it all went away. It truthfully went away, and Charlene and I went there, and we faced the surgeons early that morning, and Paul was the very last one I said goodbye to. I was headed out the door, but I thanked him. I thanked him. Man, it just made my morning.
Well, I feel that you certainly had angels watching over you and the hand of God through all of this, and I'm so grateful. And when I saw Charlene post the update on Facebook, the first thing I did was send Cherry a text. Now, I have to ask you this, because I decided to use my Skype to send that. Did that go through? Did you actually see that text?
I did.
Good.
And I
knew that that was something I had to pass along somehow to give you that good news, Cherry.
Yes, and it meant so much. I tell you, you know, we've had so much to just get done and going, and you know, they require you to do this and they require you to do that. And like I was telling you, you know, we had so much trouble just getting our mail and getting our driver's license, you know, and they wanted a piece of mail to get our driver's license, but they required our driver's license to get our mail, and it was just craziness. And we're running here and running there, and now we have, you know, Callie with us, and all we have is this little bitty Ford Ranger. So it's me and Rich and Cal, an Afghan hound in a Ford Ranger, and we're having to go and look at places that we might, you know, stay at for up to 9 months or longer, and try to figure out where we might live and meet with all these people, meet with our insurance agent, and just all these different things that are required of us, and try to stop and pick up things that we need, and just craziness. And when you're going through days like that, a small text like that with a bit of good news
can
mean so much. Just knowing that Phil made it through the surgery and he was doing well was like, you know, a sigh.
Well,
thank goodness, you know, and it just meant so much, and you just don't know. And one thing that I do have to say before we go any further, there is another angel out there that I have to say something about, and that is Mr. Dan Kaminsky. You know, he's not always on the show with us, but Rich and I received a FedEx package from him today. And when we talk about people with big hearts,
That man has a heart of gold. And he knew that I had lost so much. And I was so upset about some of the things that I had lost. And one of the things that burned in the house was Ron's jersey that had all the signatures on it that he had gotten in Vegas. And I was so, so upset. And I had apologized to Ron's brother because they trusted me with that. And they had given me that. And I felt so bad that it burned. And today I got a FedEx package. And Dan sent me the units hard back.
Wonderful.
Wow.
He sent me the units hard.
Oh, my goodness. It,
great.
Was it washed?
Only Paul. Only Paul.
Oh, my God. I, Cherry, you know.
And not that- only that. Not only that, Paul, he had somehow gone to some place in Vegas and found the most amazing St. Louis Blues memorabilia, autographed photos of some of St. Louis Blues past, I mean, like people that have played for the Blues in past years, years and years ago. I mean, these are big players like Brett Hull and people that, and their autographed photos that are, I don't know how he did it, but he sent this package of wonderful, and he said, you know, this is to start your collection back.
Great.
And I, the man's just an angel. I don't know how he did it. He pulled it off, but.
Oh, I thanks for sharing that. I certainly thought of several things like that, and wow.
And then there's this wall hanging, and it has the every emblem that the Blues have ever had from circa 67, circa 70, circa 84, circa 86. And then our current circa 2008.
Now?
Well, yeah, the current one started in 2008 to present. And it's a wool, it's like a wool wall hanging. It's beautiful. And I don't know how he does what he does, but he certainly touched our hearts today. And I had to mention, you know.
Yes. Did you? I know you haven't been able to be on the computer much. You've got way too much else going on. But seeing as he is in the chat right now, I got to tell you, for about a week now, I have seen this profile picture on Thomas's Facebook of the Blues Note.
Thomas has
yes.
the Blues Note?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Thomas. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. What a sweetheart.
Cherry, Missy said tonight her favorite new food is cherry yogurt.
Ooh.
Aww.
So, everybody's talking about you.
There's love, babe. There's love around the world for you.
And Evil Dick said to pass on to you, you know, that he's thinking about you, and said it was a real bummer to hear what happened and everything. So, he
Evil
his,
Dick.
Yes, he sends his best wishes.
Oh right. My gosh!
Hey, now you have an Cherry. Now you have an excuse to call him if you want to.
Yes.
I don't know if Evil Dick even knows who I am.
we feel different.
Yeah.
Well, it's his loss if he doesn't.
True, yes.
What a sweet thing to say, Joe.
It's his loss.
You're such a doll.
Oh my gosh, I miss you.
He likes the show, and I believe he called in when Maddie McDonald was on and everything.
Sherry and I have a little background we're not going to share, but I still laugh about that night, Sherry.
Yeah.
But I know
let me ask you this. Should I be saving all the and maybe putting them on a DVD, all the Joe Schmo shows, sweetie?
If you could, because I can't get them where I'm at right now.
Right. I was just thinking of some of these shows that, you know, I told you that I'm constantly recording them onto my computer. And that's kind of something I thought maybe, you know.
That would be I mean, I don't want to add extra work to you, but.
Yeah, well, then why did you ask me to do a show tonight, then?
All these people that are with us tonight, because I love everyone.
I just needed a little shove. You know, a little reluctant, but I just needed a little shove from my friend Cherry, and I got her done. I got
a
her done.
A gentle nudge.
I don't know why you're reluctant.
Because it just doesn't feel right. I feed off of you. I mean, who else am I going to interrupt on the air? Hey, do you know if Michelle Costa has a guest plan for Monday? You're the one always tells me. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I did talk to her yesterday, but we didn't talk about Monday yet.
No, I was joking. I will. Sometimes my jokes. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Paul, did she just say, because she had already thought about that?
You may be.
I mean, this is Cherry. Yeah, I've got that covered. What are you talking about, Paul? Shut up. How dare you question Cherry at this time of need?
I
honestly don't know what no, that's really not it. My brain just isn't functioning, is what it is. I honestly, brain shutdown, meltdown. I just am not any longer functioning, period.
Cherry, what is your
name? We've had to try to list the contents of our entire home today.
Well,
they wanted the entire list today.
I understand. And originally it was, you told me that it was, the deadline was Wednesday, and then you said it was Thursday. Do they have an addendum that if, you know, after this deadline, can you send back in? I just thought of something else.
Yes. I mean, we didn't even get it completed today. I mean, we got as much as we could, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I bet you've had some fibro fog, too, where you can't even think.
Yeah. Oh, since the fire, I've been in shock, literally. And trying to ask me, like, what was in my home is.
Yeah.
It's been the hardest thing I've ever. I can't even. There's no words. There's no words in the dictionary to describe this.
Oh, so you bought one?
Oh, Paul, it hurts so deep. Oh boy, yeah. It hurts good, but it hurts.
I try.
If I could reach him, I'd smack the shit out of him.
My money's on Cherry. Hey, guys, I have to get off here. I am actually driving right now, and I have to stop and get petrol, so I'm not walking. So I wanted to say good night to everyone. And Cherry, you keep your head up, as always. The Lord is watching over you, and know that there's mad love every single moment for you right now. And all you have to do is when you get to stuff, when you need something, let us know, okay?
All right, babe. Thank you so much, Dina. I love you, girl. You be careful. Be safe. Take care, and I love you.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful evening, and more importantly, have a very safe weekend, and just go and enjoy yourself.
We'll be careful. You be careful, you know, Super Bowl weekend.
I've got hot chicken wings. Somebody told me that they stole a bunch of chicken wings, and I've got them for sale right now.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
Dina, you won last year Super Bowl.
I most certainly did, and I hope to repeat the next time so I can just send it right on up to the Red Cross. That's what I think I would do if I won the money.
That's so sweet of you.
Well, thanks for coming on tonight, Dina. And I knew you were, Joe had told me that you were actually going to call in while you were eating dinner, and appreciate you talking about Mob Wives a bit until we got interrupted, but that's okay.
Hey, I'll take this interruption any given day of the time. So
me too.
It's a pleasure. Much love to everyone, and I'll talk to you each and every one of y'all soon, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Dina.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye. Hey, on those lines, I mentioned Joe Schmo, but if there are any others, listen, I am a big editor. You call me the clip master, and I do a lot of editing, but I thought, you know what, I'm not going to even edit out things. I'm just going to send you the raw, unedited shows. But if there are any other shows that you want me to slap on, start working on, just message me, okay, as they come to mind?
Okay. I know Joe Schmo. Other than that, right now, like I said, I can't even think. I don't even know what I'm missing right now. I really don't. I don't even know what I'm missing. My brain just isn't working.
No, this is Night Owl wants to pass along her helpful hints as far as that you can try at times to try deep breathing and help her meditation three times a day, and that's what Night Owl is trying to give back to you. So
okay, Teresa, thank you.
She just heard you. No, the farthest thing from your mind and things that you got to do is to watch reality TV. I mean, so much reality TV and not enough time has come to become a new meaning. I'm talking about once things settle down and you go, I've got some time to do something. All these shows that I missed, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, just let me know.
One thing that they did tell us when we went going back to them furnishing our house, I've always had an adjustable, like, hospital bed. And we told them that, you know, that it's killing me to sleep in these flat beds for my back. And they told us that if we go out this weekend and shop for an adjustable bed, that we can go ahead and purchase it.
Cool.
And it'll probably take like 2 weeks for all the paperwork to go through and everything. We can't actually purchase it right then, but we can send them the one we want. They will cut a check from the contents portion of what we have, our insurance, pay for that bed, and then have it sent to the condo. That'll take about 2 weeks, so they're going to deliver a regular bed Tuesday. And then eventually I'll get the bed that I want to purchase delivered, and that'll be my bed for good. And it'll be an adjustable bed. And then they'll take back the bed that they delivered.
Cool.
Originally, so I will get an adjustable bed finally, because these beds are killing my back.
Yes, ma'am. Imagine.
No, it's actually something when you talked about them furnishing your house without you having to choose things, the first thought that I had was maybe you want to at least choose your bed. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good to not find out that, you know, I will be able to get that, because laying flat is really hard for my back. And
uh-huh.
So we talked to them about that, and I was really glad that they were, you know, willing to work with us on that.
Okay, I'm curious, how's Callie doing? Is she eating again now?
She's eating some. She's still really freaked out and depressed. And
well, and
she
also
still looks for her baby sister.
Yes, I'm sure she is, but she's also in a new, you know, environment, too, that she's not used to. But I'm also curious, if you're taking care of yourself, are you eating fine?
No.
Honestly?
No. I ate for the first time since the fire yesterday.
Hmm.
I ate a half of a turkey burger and half of a baked potato yesterday. That was the first time I ate since the fire.
It will be easier for you once you get into the condo, because then you'll have pots and pans, right?
We have a kitchen here, Joe. I'm cooking.
Oh, you are
I
cooking.
I can't eat. Yeah, I just can't eat.
Well,
I try, but
you know what we want to say to you, and it's empty words right now, even if we tried, but just keep trying. And my mom has had some issues with her appetite at times, and I said, can you drink, you know, like a half a bottle of Ensure, something along those lines, just to get some, you know, protein and nutrients in. And if you have to resort to just that little bit, at least try to drink down some Ensure. But I won't tell you what you are.
I did get some of those. And,
okay.
That's good.
Because when you just can't eat, you just can't eat, and
right.
You know, you can't force it, and so I did get some of those, and when there's days when I just can't force food down my throat, I
sure.
You know, I did drink one of those, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm not going to nag you, and because I'm sure other people have already tried doing that, and including Rich. And pass along our love again to Rich, because, wow, he's been super.
Jody wanted to let you know that that she's praying for you and sending out positive vibes. Please tell her.
Right.
So
right.
Everybody's there with you.
Yes.
It's like we're all holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jody is such a sweetie. Everyone in there is. They're all so sweet and so special to me.
The other thing I want to urge you and continue to suggest that you take advantage of is Pammy. I know you maybe at times don't want to bug her, but she is there for you in the way that nobody else can be there for you. And don't ever feel like you can't call and talk with her, because that's her mission now in life. That's why she went through what she went through, to help people like you now. So don't ever think that you should not talk to her, because that is her purpose on this earth right now, is to be able to share with you. Does that make any sense?
I do in a way, Paul, but when I feel like when someone has gone through this and they've put it behind them and they're finally living their lives and they've been able to get past it, and then something like this happens, it's like making them relive it again.
So when she told you, I understand that part. But let me tell you this. When she told you that she would go through that horrible thing all over again to be there for you right now, you didn't believe that was coming from her heart?
No, I do believe her. I know she wants to be here for me, and I believe every word that girl says, and I love her from the depths of my heart.
Okay.
I just don't want to cause her
to relive.
Have to relive the horribleness of this.
I understand.
You know,
I understand what you're thinking. I might not agree with you right now, but I certainly understand where you're coming from. But yeah, I feel like I'm just chatting with you on the telephone right now, and we're doing a live show.
Yeah.
Hey, Cherry, I'm sending you a private message saying extend.
Yes, Paul.
Okay. Thanks for the reminder, Paul.
And Paul,
Mr. Mack,
yes.
I want to say thank you so much for always having my back too.
It's my pleasure.
It's,
you know,
just
that.
And your messages, knowing that you and your mom are praying for us, have been so special too. And Joe, your messages and you and Paul setting up the Red Cross thing, I just don't know how to say thank you to everyone. I honestly don't.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You've been there for me how many nights, and especially with my sister, and it comes back. I'm paying it back. I have to. You're very special. No, it's in my body. I'm like you in a way. I have to do that, you know. And I love you, and I love Rich, and you know, you have to take care of yourselves, and you have to take care of Kali, and you're going through a lot of stuff, and I just want to make sure it's as easy as it is for you. I don't want to bug you. I'm doing whatever you say, and that's how it goes. And I just want to let you know we love you. That's why we're here. I had to stop watching Jesse.
Oh.
He's coming here to Chicago.
Is he really?
Yes, the first show, live show, out of Orlando is in Chicago. March 14th, they made the announcement tonight. And I didn't know his girlfriend lives there. I know her address now.
Oh, no.
And she lives out, she's a North Sider, too. So, but anyways, it's going to, I've already written him, so I have to make sure he gets me backstage and stuff. So, we have a good time. But, anything.
And I want to find out, Joe, while we're just on the phone chatting here, are you going to go to any Super Bowl parties this weekend?
I was invited to Chef Joe's, and the kids and Sarah very much wanted me to go. I cannot go because I can't get to – he's in like about an hour away from downtown Chicago, and I can't get there. I haven't found a ride. But he, you know, I was looking forward to it with the kids and his wife and cooking with them, you know, because I don't really watch a game, so.
Oh, Joe, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always another time. There's always a time. It would have been nice. It would have been like, you know, like that day that Cowboy and I had, Cherry. You know.
I know.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because I talked to his wife more than I talked to him, you know, but.
How much would it cost to get a limo out there and back?
Oh, probably, I could have went to New Hampshire and back.
I'm sorry, Glo. Jerry, I just checked the chat room. Glo said, tell Cherry I love her before I leave. Please, my prayers are still with you, Cherry. Love, Glo. And she's gone.
I said goodnight. Yeah, a limo in Chicago is crazy. It costs too much. I could go downtown, but I bet you a lot of limos are going to be already taken up because Jim Harbaugh is one of the coaches, and he was a Chicago Bear. So Chicago will be, you know, kind of crazy. So
I know when I did business in Chicago years and years ago, if I had to hit a lot of places downtown, it was cheaper for me to take a limo and have a limo driver wait outside for me than it was to pay for parking in each one of the parking garages down there. They charge so much.
It's even worse now.
I can imagine.
Even the street, we have the highest street parking in the downtown area in the whole United States now. So
that's why I took a limo.
Yeah. And then
that's
on top
surprise.
Of it,
I thought everything was higher in Tennessee because they nickel and dime you for everything here.
Yeah, I bet they do. But here it's kind of hard. But I would have loved to gone, but, there's always another
anyone
train.
Going from your area that you can ride with?
I asked Sarah if Ryan was coming or Howie and them, and no, nobody's coming. Gene wanted me to come to something on Friday I couldn't go to because, Chicago's getting a little hard at night on the west side, you know. But he wanted me to come to some party. I get invites from all these guys from Chicago, but I can't go because they're late at night. Or you know how it is with me, Cherry, you know. And I don't want to get shot at.
We don't want that to happen either, Joe.
Yeah, we just had our worst ever January. For homicides. So I'm waiting for the National Guard to be called up. I'm pretty sure that's going to be in a month.
Well, how's that refinery thing down in Mexico doing? Is it, you were talking about that earlier with me when we talked on the phone.
Yeah, somebody blew it up. Not a refinery, it was a skyscraper for an oil company in Mexico City. Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm more concerned with this wacko survivalist in Texas to see that end. Cherry, some wacko gets on a school bus, shoots and kills the school bus driver, kidnaps a little boy, and last couple of days gone underground in his bunker. This guy's a survivalist.
And he has a little boy?
Yes. A 5-year-old boy, because he got the boy because the boy fainted because he's disabled in a way. And what happened was the bus driver was killed because the bus driver saved all the children, and except for the little boy who collapsed. And then this guy, and he has no relationship with anybody. And most of the people in that town said he was a little goofy to begin with. But, they're working on it. Mm. The FBI.
Holy cow, that poor little boy.
Yes, it's a survivalist guy, they said. He's 65.
Yeah, and like. like you mentioned, Joe, these guys, these survivalists, when they build these bunkers, they stock those things for, you know,
years.
Oh, yeah. Like a Doomsday Preppers?
Yep.
That show?
I was just gonna ask you guys. I watched that show.
No,
does anybody else watch Doomsday Preppers?
I don't want to watch another show. There you go again, Cherry. Joe actually.
Rich and I watch that show all the time.
I watch it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true. That's what he has.
Phil and I can talk about Doomsday Preppers.
Uh-huh. I'll phone you.
But he's got that boy down there, and they had to bring, they only could talk, I guess, through a PVC pipe, and the mother had to send
medication.
Yeah, because the kid's on medication.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he's disabled.
That mom is losing it.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, it ain't going to go on much longer, because the neighborhood, let us say, doesn't really give a crap about the FBI or the police. They're gonna do something, because they don't want that kid down there any longer, you know.
Okay.
But it is a shame. It's the third day, and tomorrow will be the fourth day. So.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I watch
CNN sometimes. I get these stories, you know.
Well, yeah. I watch HLN, which is CNN, but they've been on the Jodi Arias case constantly, and I haven't seen much else. And I'm waiting to find out if she's going to take the stand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know. I used to watch a lot of the, like you. We watched the morning courtroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I miss old court TV. That was...
me too.
Uh-huh. I watched it during
when Casey Anthony
OJ.
Was going on.
Oh,
I was...
here we go.
Uh-huh.
She filed for bankruptcy.
Recently, yes. Uh-huh.
And then that guy...
allegedly, to put her under.
Yeah, she's in Tampa, from my understanding. But what's happening was the guy that was accused of killing Trayvon Martin, you know, the Zimmerman guy,
right?
Florida. Mm-hmm. He's got a crew of people, I guess, through Fox, because he's been on there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And there's
that word is not allowed on this show.
I'm sorry, I forgot that. I forgot we were smarter.
Uh-huh.
And anyways, what happened was he went through $400,000 that people were sending him, and now he's calling that, you know, he has no money, and it's unbelievable, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. What the hell did he spend $400,000 on?
Security, food. He doesn't look like he's lost a pound, you know. Mm-hmm. But that I get all that kind of information from his parents, because you know, I hooked up on their line. So, and they send the video and everything of how he is doing. They might throw his butt back in jail, because this is a new judge, female judge, and she is not happy, you know, that he's getting all this money off of this.
I'd like to know how you go through $400,000 that quick.
Yeah,
because initially they were charging him with embezzlement when his wife tried to hide it and secure the money, even in some offshore accounts to start with.
You're right, Phil. You're absolutely right.
And they were negotiating taking her to trial for embezzlement to make him come forward.
Well, she has to be, I think she's charged too.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I just can't wait to see that, because that'll be on CNN, But you will only be able to see it probably through the CNN link on the computer.
You can.
Yeah, I want to watch that trial.
That's like at Joy Arias. That's the best source of the newest information about her is the live courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then they on True TV, and then you got to switch over to HLN.
Yeah, because a West Coast trial like that doesn't start till really
11.
Hours behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, they just talk about it until about, I think it's about 10 o'clock. Here, it's Central Time, and then they usually open the courtroom and you actually start seeing the courtroom trial
right.
around
I'm on
10, I think.
Time,
Yeah, and then at 2 p.m. here, Central Time, you have to switch over to...
It's Cherry Garcia time. You know that, right? that's what I always call it. I call it.
I love you, Joe. And then they continue to update what's going on in the courtroom until the end of the day's trial, and then starts all over the next day. But I'm waiting to find out if she's actually going to take the stand or not, because, you know, different attorneys are arguing, you know, whether she's going to actually take the stand or not. Some are saying she has to, and some are saying, you know, there's no way, and I don't know. It seems to me, just like Casey Anthony, it seems to me like how can they not convict her? But, you know, with Casey Anthony walking free today, I don't put it. To me, there's no open and shut case anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, look at O.J. Simpson, you know. God,
yeah.
You know.
Well, they got him finally.
That's true.
Yeah, but not in the way they should have.
Yeah, he really got himself this time. The public didn't have much to do with it, but he actually got himself when involved in that memorabilia sting. But he deserved much more, much sooner.
Yeah, he got by with a heck of a lot that he never should have, and he got to walk free for a long time and go out and play and get himself in even deeper.
Retained all his financial assets.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, if he had just stayed in Florida, he would have been fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because
he went out and played in Vegas and got himself in real deep out there and stuff that he shouldn't have been messing with, and that's where he finally hung himself. But, you know, like you said, if he had stayed in Florida, he'd still probably be out
there. Yeah, because he would be getting his pension. And all that, he could have just played his way through 18 holes every day, you know. And, you know, what can I say? But, you know, karma's a bitch.
Yes, it's true.
I mean, all that money he was supposedly spending on finding his wife's murderer. All it would have cost him was a dollar at the dollar store to get a mirror.
That's a good one, Joe.
That's how I look at it, you know. And, you know, but, you know, he's in that. I can imagine what they're doing to him in that Vegas jail. Oh, my God.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Opened up Blog Talk and banner across the top. Welcome to Blog Talk's new look. See what's new.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. It's a whole new setup.
It's kind of wonderful. I don't know how much technically has changed, but it has kind of a different look to it. You know, it doesn't appear anything drastic has changed. I did I clicked on the archive show for Monday night, and I opened it up, and it said it was a featured show. And now I didn't make it a featured show. I don't know who decided Blog Talk, but that Monday show is a featured show.
Hmm. Wow.
The show liked that.
It's dear to my heart because it really took me through some dark moments right there.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody wanted to talk and had to talk, and you know, Jerry, you know, Adam Pock has been so good about this, and anything that Paul disseminates, he must get it, and he disseminates it to all his fans.
I tried to say thank you, but I was still in really, really, really bad shape the first night that I've got to find a way to say thank you to him. He's just gone above and beyond, and so many people have. I just don't know how to say thank you to people. I really don't.
Jerry, after the show, I saw where there was a Facebook message from Adam to me, and he said, "I'm sorry if you thought I was dissing you on the show tonight," and I thought, what is he talking about? And I had no clue until I started listening back to the show, and it just so happened I was in the screening room with Kansas when he was doing this, and when I listened back to the show, I go, now I understand what he's talking about. He came on air and started talking with the other people and I left to the screening room. And he said, I just always like when whoever screens, you know, when I call in, I always like it, you know, it's either Paul or Cherry. And I always love it when it's Cherry on and not Paul. And there was silence, you know, he was waiting for me to laugh about it. And there was silence. So he thought, uh-oh. I meant this to be funny, but I'm not hearing him laughing. Uh-huh. And anyway, somebody else decided to brave the on-air live talk with us, and we don't have much time left, but is that you, Jody?
It is. It is me. Hi, Cherry, Joe.
Hi,
and,
Jody.
Mr. Matt and Paul.
Hey, Jody.
I couldn't hear anymore. I lost the chat room and I lost the sound. So thought, okay, I'll call in and just tell Cherry I love you and you'll get through this. You have lots of people that love you and it'll get easier in the long run.
Jody, thank you so much.
Yeah, just I can't stop thinking about you and Rich and you're constantly on my mind, so lots of prayers,
Jody,
and lots
thank
of
you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Jody, thank you for sharing that, and you know what? Now that you've done this, you're doing just fine. You have to call in more often now. I've always taken
yeah.
the opportunity.
I know. I don't know why I don't, because I have every opportunity to, so... it's good for me to get up and move around, and when you say call, then I'm usually laying down with the laptop, and, you know, it forces me to get up and move and get a little bit of some walking underneath my legs, so.
Yeah, and you know what I say to that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who did that?
Mr. Equipmaster.
Jerry, are you on the damn switchboard? Jerry, you little geek.
Aw, see? And Phil, is that you, Phil? Do I hear Phil?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good, good, good. And I was ecstatic today to hear that you were home. I was doing a little happy dance. I was really, really, really happy to know you were home. That means you're progressing and you're going to be in therapy and Doing great.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to see the video of your happy dance. Where should I look?
It'll be a day or two, Paul. It'll be a day.
I'll have to get a webcam for that. My my laptop is so old, it doesn't come with a webcam. So when the day comes and I get a new one, it'll have a webcam in it.
Wow. Well, you'll just have to call in more often. We'll start there.
Now that I know you're on the switchboard, Cherry, I have to ask if you were looking at the switchboard Monday, too.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I didn't even have a computer then.
Oh, it was, yeah, you did. You had one
Saturday
night.
I didn't have it turned on yet. I didn't even have it open yet. I hadn't even turned the computer on yet. I hadn't even opened it yet.
It was insane. And I ended the show, and I felt like I was such a bully. Because I had...
I told you you weren't.
I know you did. But it was so hard to try to keep everybody... Get everybody on the air. Keep everybody... Oh, my goodness, Cherry. It was awful.
Your workout, huh?
There are good ways to put it. It definitely was a workout. It definitely was a workout. But I hope the portion that you were able to listen to, that you weren't too upset with me.
Why would I be upset with you?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Cherry, he's doing you. Paul's talking like you now.
Uh-huh. I just felt like I wanted to give everybody an equal amount of time, and then when people started talking over, and I had to say, you know, I'm going to mute every one of you if you don't stop and listen to me. I mean,
you got to crack the whip sometime.
He's always wanted to say that.
And then I did talk to Joe afterwards. He did take it well. He didn't take offense to it. But
no.
Do you remember me saying, Cherry, to Joe, what about a short goodbye did you not get?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, because I had a song to play, and I knew how much time it was there, and it was like I'm running up against it, you know. And you may not have noticed it, but I actually cut it short right at the end, hoping anyway. Yeah, it was a workout.
Well, I know what it's like when we're sitting there watching the seconds and the minutes click down on the switchboard, and we're waiting for somebody to finish talking, and we're watching those moments click off, and we know exactly how much time we have for a clip that we're going to play or a song we're going to play, and we're hoping we're going to get it in, and we're wondering if we're going to make it in time. And, you know, how many times have I been there? So I fully understand.
So how much time left, Jerry?
I'm a block. I've been pacing this whole hotel room.
No, I thought you were looking at the countdown,
633.
Too.
633, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Do you have any particular song you want to request on our little list there? Or should I just do my own?
I'm going to let you, because I'm decision made out.
Oh, I thought you'd be getting good by now. You've had so much practice in the last few days.
No,
you probably don't want to see another piece of paperwork as long as you live.
No.
to be quite honest,
I don't.
I hope.
And it's just the beginning. I mean, imagine if we do rebuild.
Also, I remember one of the houses my sister decided, you know, to build, and she had such a great time doing that. So it can be something, enjoyable. I mean, that's 9 months down the road or thereabouts, you know. And at any rate, I hope I haven't been irreverent is not the word I'm looking for, but I know I've been joking around with you, and that's what I try to do. You know that, Jerry. So I hope you enjoy.
And that's what
tonight.
I mean.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap it up, and I had planned on playing two songs tonight, and I actually, Jerry, I opened the show with a song that I've wanted to play for a long time, that Pump It Up song that you probably have never even listened to, but I'm going to close the show with, how do we do this? Close the show with Ron, and you got to stay on because you got to give the proper closing at the end, okay, Jerry?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let Jody real quick. Anything else?
Nope. Just you're on my mind all the time, and get some sleep, okay? Take care of yourself.
Love you, Jody. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
I love you,
calling.
Too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Phil, you?
Just my love and gratitude to each and every one out there, and to Cherry, my most sincerest regards, hon. And I'll speak to you soon.
I love you. You take care of yourself. Heal, rest. Love you, babe.
Thanks, Will. Good night, guys.
Joe, because you failed the other night, I'm not going to let you say goodbye.
I didn't even get to my Twitter thing.
I know. Best laid plans. We'll
yeah.
be talking.
That's okay.
Okay.
Good
thanks,
night,
Joe.
Everybody.
Love you, Joe.
Thanks, Mr. Mack.
Mr. Mack, love you. And tell your mom I said thank you for all her prayers, too. Give her a hug and a kiss for me.
Yeah, we've both been real concerned and everything, you know, and we're looking out for you.
All right. Thank you, babe, so much. I will call you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, babe.
Okay. I got to do this, Jerry. It's always your job, but we're going to close the show as we always do with Ron and a song.
Come back Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You're going to be listening to Manic Monday with Michelle Costa, the Manic Monday Rad Reality Show. So don't forget. Hey, let's close off.
Oops, sorry, Ron.
Where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone. I was singing this song for you. We were alone. I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
So glad we had this time together. Since we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Good night. Thank you. Everyone, God bless. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other. And when you lay your head down on the pillow tonight, be thankful for what you have.
give your puppies a hug, give each other a hug, and just be thankful for whatever you have, because you don't know when one day you may not have it. I love you all so, so much. Good night. And thank you, Ron. Miss you, babe. Good night, everyone. God bless. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, hon. Huh?